The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Psychic View. I hope you're all hunkering down and staying safe and drinking your water and your zinc and your vitamin C and just taking care of yourself in general. I know it's been a very challenging and difficult time for a lot of people, and I'm really happy to see the callers lining up here to be on the air. I am going to take the callers in the order that they come in today. So I have several of you that have been on hold for a while. I'm going to go to area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim. What's your question for me today?
So my question is, with everything going on in the world right now, I was going to open a candy company up, and I was wondering if that was still in my cards to do after this is all said and done.
Okay, so one of the things that I've stressed, and I'm clearing the cards for you right now while I'm explaining this, one of the things that I've basically expressed to people over this last several months is that 2020 is a foundation year, all right? So what you do in 2020 sets the tone for the next 10 years. So what it's saying here is that your launch actually would be better in 2021 as opposed to 2020. So I'm going to draw your cards right now. So 2020 is all about preparation, resources, getting your ducks lined up, all of that. But 2021 is a better launch year. And here's the thing, is that according to this, you're incredibly impulsive and you want to take action now. The interesting thing is over the last 6 months, you've been taking a lot of action. It's really hard for you specifically to slow down. But that's exactly what's in order for you right now. It's almost as if I want you to play a little bit of devil's advocate with yourself. That, you know, you're ready to go. I would rather you get a part-time job somewhere where it feels like you can just have something to do than to push forward on this right now. Because what I keep getting for you is I keep getting that, yes, this is incredibly successful for you moving forward, but you have to be incredibly disciplined now in order to make that happen. So, again, do I see success for you? Yes. Do I see a better launch time for you in 2021? Yes. So in the meantime, whatever you can do to stay busy, it might even be that you've made some new friends and you ask them, hey, could you use some part-time help right now? And they'll still pay you. It won't be totally what you're worth. But what I'm getting here is that what's going on with you right now is not about the money. It's the next 6 months of planning for you.
Right.
So it's saying keep your temper in check, keep your impulsiveness in check, keep the idea that you're an action taker in check, and instead go to more of the analytical side of things for yourself.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, it's kind
all
of
right,
what I've
Tim.
Been trying to do, but like I've been getting aggravated, so that all makes sense to me.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that there's a card here in your – I want you to look up in traditional tarot a card called the Five of Wands, all right?
Okay.
The Five of Wands is all about a battle to set yourself in sort of the right place, right? Well, you
mm-hmm.
have it reversed, which means you don't have all the tools in place to actually even battle right now. So, it's a minor card. But the next card talks about success connected with your work, because you figure out how to do your business differently than anybody else.
Right.
And
okay.
that as soon as you get real controlled about it, Tim, that's exactly what happens. So thank you so much for
okay.
the call. Have an amazing day.
You too. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Good morning, Miss Moan. It's Sarah. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi, Sarah. What's your question for me today?
Well, I wanted to say I saw your prediction for how things are going to be in Las Vegas post-COVID-19, which I thought was very helpful and very enlightening. And as always, you put such an amazing positive spin on things. It just gives the rest of us hope that everything in the universe is going to turn out okay.
That's a very sweet thing for you to say. You know, the funny thing is that, you know, I get these messages where it's, like the message, just for everybody listening, the message that I got was that there'll be good news for Las Vegas on April 7th, which happens to be next week. The thing is that we are so bombarded with negative news right now. It's like I still have to hang the hope on what was given to me by spirit as a result of that. So I'm still hanging my hat on the hope that there is good news for Las Vegas around April 7th. And it could be something as simple as, quote, non-essential, unquote, businesses actually get to meet with people again. So it could be something as simple as that. But to me, that would be a huge piece of good news. So do you have a specific question for me today?
Well, actually, I work for a company that's very civic-minded, and I'm very much into creative outside-of-the-box thinking. And we have been making some charitable contributions to folks in need in the Las Vegas area. And again, this isn't a shout out to myself personally or to my company, but I guess my question is, we are making some very serious concessions to our block of business and globally moving forward. And I guess I'm just looking to make sure that kindness and generosity the company is putting out into the universe is going to come back in a positive way. Are we going to be bouncing back?
Well, see, here's the thing is that, and because you're asking the question, I'm going to focus specifically on you, all right? Because this is not a global question. I mean, if the CEO of your company was asking me this question, I'd have a whole different approach. But what it's saying is with you specifically, it's saying the more you jump in with both feet, the more the doors fly open for you. So it says here that you are actually wired to enjoy stress, that the more stressed you are, the more productive you are, which to me, that's a pretty cool energy to have. You know, I see this sometimes from people that are emergency workers, like physicians and nurses and policemen and firemen, that this particular card that you have literally means you do your best stuff under stress. So you are the most resourceful under stress, which may be why your creative juices are going nuts right now, because you keep looking for solutions. So in answer to your question, are the efforts that you and your company are presenting, the only obligation you have is to remind people that that option is available. And I'm going back to something I saw on Facebook, and it was a meme that they had posted out there, but I really love this particular one, is that a little kid asked Mr. Rogers, why is there so much bad in the world? And Mr. Rogers answered back, look for the people that are helping. And according to this, you're helping. And it's not about actually getting patted on the head or even future business. It's because you can. And so what it's saying here is that while people around you are sort of being lazy, whiny, the sky is falling Chicken Littles, you're like, oh no, I'm handing out eggs. Do you see what I mean? Your whole perspective is different. You literally are, pardon the cliche, making lemonade out of lemons. And so the fact that your organization does something different than anybody else makes sense to me. You know, the ones that just send the email out there, oh, you know, we're here for you during trying times. Well, okay, great. How are you here for me during trying times? well, that's what makes your company different than 90% of the other companies out there. Because, for example, if my financial institution were to call me and say, you don't even have to ask your mortgage payments on hold for 3 months, that would be awesome. And, of course, would I then turn around and brag about the financial institution saying, oh, you know, my financial institution said I don't have to do anything except respond back to the email or whatever it is, or log into my account and say yes, basically. So not with a link, you know, that's a phishing thing or anything like that. But what it's saying here is that you're already doing the right thing. Now, I will say this. This is an interesting thing that you're not expecting in your cards. There, it looks like a man in your organization is going to be let go because they pay him too much. It's almost as if he's a redundant position in your organization, and it looks like he's going to be let go. Doesn't affect you.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, that's what's coming up here. So all you have to do is keep doing your good work, because it's all going to fall on you in a very favorable way. So, all right, Sarah, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Have
okay,
a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – I'm going to go area code 317. Hello, 317. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. What's your question for me today?
I recently went to Belize and Mexico. And can you tell me if I brought home some sort of a spiritual hitchhiker, or if something that I bought there maybe had some sort of energies on it, or I don't want to say curses, but something of that nature? Or can you pick up anything like that?
So here's the interesting thing. You know, there's I'm just going to sidestep for a second to tell you something. First of all, I don't believe in curses. And I don't believe that any item holds a curse or bad energy. But I do want to sidestep and say this. You know, there's a collective belief that if you bring home lava rocks from Hawaii, it's bad luck, right? There's a collective belief on that. So the belief is where the fear comes in. Now, I give people a ritual to do if just to make them feel a little bit more at peace. And it's just a very, very simple cleansing ritual. And all you do is if there is an object that you feel uncomfortable about, you can either cleanse it by one of two ways. Put it in the sunlight for an hour and let the sunlight basically shower it with its beautiful vitamin D rays. The other thing is burying it in salt. So the reason I bring that up is that when you do a ritual, basically what you're doing is you're calling in the highest energy to just take care of it, right? It's like putting a period at the end of a sentence. You're just taking care of it. It's like people that buy jewelry from a pawn shop, for example. You want to bury that piece of jewelry in salt for 24 hours. So I'm just asking you to do that. According to this, you didn't come home with anything, but you came home with the idea that something outside of you is in control of you when in fact it's all coming from you. Do you see what I mean? It's like there's a really provocative energy right now where people want to blame things outside of themselves for where their life is. Now, granted, we got some stuff going on right now. We're being shown by spirit to hunker down and concentrate on ourselves right now. There's nothing wrong with that. But did you bring something back with you? No. Do I see you're having trouble sleeping? Yeah, I do. I'm also seeing here that you this is funny because I'm going to tell you something that you weren't expecting. There's a soul partnership here that is either just come into your life or is about to, and that the angels are guiding you to this person. This looks like a man, might be a little bit younger than you, but I'm looking at this man that is actually going to help you look at your life differently, and it feels like someone you've known many lifetimes. Do you recognize this younger man?
Well, Possibly.
Okay. So all I want you to
possibly,
do.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah. Treat him as though you're you connect in every lifetime. That's all you want to do. Just treat him like this is a connection and that there is a message you're giving him and a message he's giving you. I'm not getting so much a romantic connection. I'm getting a soul connection with this young man. And what I really like about him is that he challenges you to be your best self, and you do the same thing for him. It's almost as if you're standing on the opposite side of a fence, and you can see each other, mm-hmm. and you can touch your fingertips, but it doesn't get more connected than that, except spiritually. So there's no sex here.
Okay.
There's no. It's a connection that is beyond physical intimacy. It is a connection that is eternal. And that's the big understanding you're supposed to get, according to what I'm getting in your cards, is that, no, you didn't bring anything back with you, but it's an awareness of what's most important to you. So the reason why people, and I'm sorry I'm going on a tangent with you, but I have to say this, the reason why people believe in things like curses and bad energy is because they mm-hmm. think that something outside of themselves is controlling them, when in fact we came in this lifetime to create the best life we know how to create, but also to learn while we're here. So if anyone were to tell you that you brought something back, they're just trying to extort you in some way. It's my opinion.
Yeah.
Because
nobody told me that. When I got back from the trip, I saw a shadow person keep going through my house.
So again,
I did sage the house.
Good girl, because that's what I was going to suggest. But the other thing too is that sometimes when you get a vision like that, it is just merely, okay, what is the shadow side of myself? And that I would recommend you sit in the sun and write down your shadow side as a list and put it in the sun. Because it's saying here, moving forward is about you getting past any fears you might have and totally into a movement forward. But it all starts with you sleeping better, according to this, because your connection to your intuitive gift is through your dreams. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thank you. Thank you very
Bye.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 951. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, boy. It's Nathaniel calling in. Boy, we sure
got... Oh, hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
What's your question for me today?
Well, I wanted to see if you see me getting a new job. I think answers.
So here's the thing. There's a lot of industries here that are really, really slowing down. And what it's saying is it's time to call in your favors with someone that owes you a favor in some way. Because what it's saying here is that we got to put our own, like, personal feelings to the side. And this is weird because I'm getting this very squirrely woman around you that's trying to take advantage of you. Who is that?
Could it be my brother's wife? But she's been in China for a couple of months.
No, this is somebody that's around you right now that is either competing with you or trying to manipulate you or trying to have you work for her in some way. I don't like her.
Huh. Could that be the massage therapist I haven't seen for a while?
I don't know, but all I'm telling you is it saying here that you get an opportunity or a job from a younger man that has dark hair and dark eyes, and it might just be a part-time thing, but it might work into something that's a little better for you. But right now it says do not work for a woman. I know that sounds like the most broad thing I could say to you, pardon the pun, but I'm telling you.
There's different women. There's different kinds of women, so. She seems like she's really ruthless of tooth and nail or something.
I don't know who this is, but I don't like her. So it's saying here that there's somebody you can help with his business just by you being you. And it could be just a bridge job or a bridge opportunity to something else. But it's saying here, call in your favors with the people that owe you, because that's exactly what's going on here right now. So awesome to hear from you, Nathaniel. See you later.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 551 area code. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, Mama. This is Tasha. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you? What's your question for me today?
My question is career. Do you see what I am supposed to be doing and relocating for?
So here's the thing, is one of the hardest energies to actually, one of the hardest energies for you to deal with right now is waiting for your new opportunity, okay? You have some incredibly powerful, powerful cards here. I mean, these cards are over the moon amazing, all right? You have a card of you going in a new direction. There's something about the 19th of this month that's coming up as a power day for you, which I don't get very often, but I'm getting something about the 19th of this month. It's saying here that there's quick movement happening. It's connected with the number 3, so I don't know if it's 3 weeks or 3 months, but there is a shift coming for you. And the very first thing I want you to do to attract that shift to you is I want you to write down the 5 things that would be a deal maker for you in the next opportunity. You don't even have to describe what the opportunity is, but the environment. So it could be that you want to make $10,000 more a year than you're making now. It could be that you want an opportunity where you get to work from home or have a lot of freedom with your job. But what I keep getting here is that these cards are super powerful for you. I have to tell you, they're the best cards I've gotten all morning for anybody. And I've done a couple readings before I did the radio show. So I'm telling you, yes, it's all happening for you. But what I want you to do is list the 5 things you want in the next job.
Okay. I do have was presented with an opportunity, but it's on hold. It's one in L.A., Los Angeles. And then I was thinking about actually just changing my environment to Houston.
Okay, so I have a question for you. It does. Here's one of your priorities. Are you looking to have a new personal relationship connected with this move, or are you looking just for the job?
A new personal relationship.
Then I would choose Texas.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying. Because what it's saying is that there's a door about to fly wide open for you, my beautiful friend. And it says, wait for the door to open, and that it is everything that you're looking for. But you got to list the 5 key things that would be a deal maker for you for the next job.
Okay.
These are beautiful cards. Actually, I want you to look up a card on the internet called The World. All right. It's the best card in the deck. You have it, and it says from a very uncomfortable place here, you go into this card called The World. It's the best card in the deck.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
I wanted to do a reading. How much are you reading?
So go ahead. Go to my website, mona.vegas, and email me through the site, and I'll let you know my rates.
Okay. No problem.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I will be back live again next Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, psychic view, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.